OpenServe is more than just SA's largest telecoms infrastructure provider. It's the answer to new ways of doing business, a connection to cutting-edge technology and infinite possibilities, a connection to tomorrow. Connect with us at openserve.co.za.
This episode of the Tech Central podcast is brought to you by Pinnacle, Africa's top ICT distribution business, delivering the exceptional every time.
Hello everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss NASFAS's announcement of our intention to list our video entertainment business separately on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and simultaneously to unbundle the shares in this business to our shareholders. On the conference call with me to discuss the announcement is Bob van Dyk, CEO of NASFAS, and Imtiaz Patel, CEO of Video Entertainment, and Calvin Morena, CEO of MultiChoice South Africa. Bob and Imtiaz will provide an overview of the announcement. Thereafter, we will move to a Q&A session, which the conference call operator will facilitate. Just to remind everyone, the announcement is available on the NASFAS website, SENS, and the transaction website, which is enhancingaccess.com. With that, over to you, Bob.
Yeah, thanks, Jamila. And good morning, everyone. Thanks a lot for joining the call today. I'm sure you've seen the announcement by now, so what we want to do is just talk you through a few highlights, and then we spend most of the time on the questions that you may have. So as Jamila mentioned yesterday, we announced our intention to list our video entertainment business separately on the JSE, and at the same time unbundle the shares in this business to our shareholders. So maybe an important point to clarify, or just two important points to clarify, is one, that we don't intend to raise new capital with the listing. It's going to be an unbundling to NASPERS shareholders of the entirety of the MultiChoice Group, and NASPERS will no longer be a shareholder in the business afterwards. So the very strong performance of the South African business and the improving prospects of the Sub-Saharan business actually make this possible at this point in time. The new company will be called MultiChoice Group. It will include MultiChoice South Africa, MultiChoice Africa, Showmax Africa, and Irdeto. And provided that we get all the required approvals, we anticipate that MultiChoice Group will list on the JSE somewhere in the first half of calendar year 2019. So this transaction is a big step for NASPERS, and we continue to evolve into a global internet company. And we expect that the listing and unbundling of the MultiChoice Group will unlock value for our shareholders, and at the same time create a great, empowered, top 40 JSE-listed African entertainment company. And should also assist NASPERS in addressing the discount that we've been having. And more importantly, it's also expected to unlock further value for one of the most successful broad-based black economic empowerment schemes in South Africa, which has created significant value for Batuminati shareholders. And Imtiaz, you will cover more about that later. So as NASPERS, we will continue to invest in South Africa in e-commerce in particular. We have a number of really strong assets like Takealot, Mr. D Food, Payu, OLX, Probably 24, and OutTrader South Africa, amongst others. And to give you an idea, in the last 3 years, we invested about 7 billion rand in M&A and developing these businesses. And just in the last year, we invested 3.3 billion rand in our e-commerce businesses in South Africa. And in fact, we have some real news there as well. So this morning we announced a 1.4 billion rand investment in South Africa's specialized car buying service, We Buy Cars, which we are extremely excited about. We also retain our primary listing on the JSE, as well as our interest in Media 24. So I'm very confident this transaction will add value to the South African economy and to our shareholders, and will reinforce our ongoing commitment to transformation through our offer to Manati shareholders. And yes, if you wouldn't mind providing some further information about the video entertainment business.
Absolutely, Bob. Thank you very much. Morning, everybody. We had, as management of MultiChoice and Video Entertainment, are extremely excited about the prospects for the MultiChoice Group. Listing and unbundling the video entertainment business is expected to create a leading entertainment business on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. And it's a company that we believe is currently profitable and cash generative. It is one of the fastest growing pay TV operators globally, and its multi-platform business has a presence across the African continent, entertaining 13.5 million households. In the last year, the business added 1.5 million subscribers, and we generated revenue of 47.1 billion rand, and we made a trading profit of 6.1 billion rand. Video Entertainment's performance over the years has also resulted in one of the most successful local empowerment schemes in South Africa. We believe this transaction creates further value for Phuthumanati shareholders in two ways. Firstly, prior to the unbundling, Naspers intends to allocate an additional 5% stake in MultiChoice South Africa to Phuthumanati shareholders for no consideration. Practically, this means that the Phuthumanati shareholders' interest in MultiChoice South Africa and its dividend flows is expected to increase by 25%. The additional 5% stake in MultiChoice South Africa is designed to reinforce MultiChoice Group's commitment to black economic empowerment, to increase Phuthumanati's upside in future value creation, and to ensure the continued compliance with regulatory requirements post the unbundling. Secondly, post-listing and subject to obtaining the requisite approvals, it is our ambition to enable 25% of the Phuthumanati shareholders' original holding, that is, before the allocation of the additional 5%, to be exchanged for MultiChoice Group shares that will be freely tradable. From our engagements with Phuthumanati shareholders, we know that their ability to unlock value through more freely tradable shares is an important issue. The MultiChoice Group will continue to offer an unmatched selection of local and original content, as well as a world-class sports offering. The business is also positioning itself for the future and for future and for changes in technology by offering online streaming services. We are seeing good take-up of our offerings, including Showmax and DSTV Now. Looking ahead, there are good growth opportunities for the new MultiChoice Group. As mentioned, we saw substantial subscriber growth last year, and we have seen continued momentum in the current year. We have stabilized losses in our Africa business, or rest of Africa business, by reinvigorating subscriber growth. In fact, in the last 2.5 years, we have grown our African subscriber base by 50%. We continue to contain costs and expect the business to return to profitability. We believe there is still significant market potential in Africa. It is one of the fastest growing continents by both GDP and population. Its middle class is growing rapidly, while penetration of video entertainment services remains relatively low. Naspers has also agreed that the MultiChoice Group will be unbundled with limited leverage, which means that the MultiChoice Group is expected to have the necessary financial flexibility to pursue its ambitions. We're confident about our future. The combination of MultiChoice's reach, Showmax and DSTV Now's cutting-edge internet television service, Irdeto's 360-degree security suite will provide a unique offering. Our experienced and diverse leadership team is well positioned to take the MultiChoice Group forward. Thank you very much. I hand you back to Shamila.
Thank you, MTS. I would now like to hand you back to the moderator so that we can take questions.
Thank you. It's Duncan McLeod from Tech Central. I've just got two questions, which I guess I should direct to Bob van Dijk. Sure. Is this better? My question is, what's the strategic thinking in Naspers not retaining a stake in MultiChoice Group? And a second question, what does this mean for Showmax operations outside of Africa? Thanks.
Hi, Duncan. This is Bob. I can have a go at answering both questions. So, For Naspers, there are a number of considerations. The most important one is that we have been, and you will have seen over the last few years, transitioning to be fully a online consumer technology business. And this for us marks a big step towards completing that journey. And retaining a stake actually does not is not consistent with that. Another key strategic consideration is around, we think the business was underappreciated in the overall value of Naspers, and we really want to crystallize this value by putting the business out there with an independent listing and show actually how attractive this business is, right? I think Imtiaz has just mentioned it, but it's a top 10 global pay TV company. It's actually one of the fastest growing pay TV companies in the world. And I think particularly the opportunity on the African continent for further growth is there, right? And it's just look at the subscriber growth in the last year. So I think that is a very positive story. On your question about Showmax outside Africa, maybe a little bit of background there. That business is actually run by a separate team from Europe. So there's different people running that business, and there's limited synergy between the businesses. So that will be that will go off on its standalone path.
All right, thank you.
Our next question comes from Lenny Danelli from Mail Guardian. Mom, please go ahead.
This is Lenny Donnelly from the Mail and Guardian. Hi. I would just like to understand, how do you think this change for the MultiChoice Group is going to position it to compete against other video entertainment platforms, the likes of Netflix, etc.? And how do you see yourselves competing against those offerings?
Let me. I'll have a go, and maybe Calvo can. It's in tears. Maybe Calvo can add. Look. I think the most important thing is we've got, as I've said earlier, we've got a subscriber base of 13.5 million homes that we reach in the African continent. Number one. Number two. We've got probably an unmatched capability in the production of local content. That is a very, very big differentiator, and we've built this capability up over many years. Thirdly, we have an unrivaled, unmatched offering of sports content. Fourthly, we are offering a DStv Now service, which is growing exceptionally well as broadband penetration increases across the continent. Showmax in itself is a standalone SVOD platform, which is quite a compelling offering. But as it stands now, we have the opportunity to do more with Showmax in terms of the current suite of capabilities, which I've explained in point 1, 2, and 3, and we can deploy that as and when we feel the opportunity is there to fully deploy it. We have a lot of plans in place for enhancing our technological capability in terms of more over-the-top products. So we think we are well poised as broadband unfolds to compete on an equal footing with any other over-the-top operator. Calvo, anything to add?
No, I just wanted to add that in terms of our investment into online offerings, we continue to improve and continue to invest in this offering to make sure that it continues to do well. So if you look at us going into the future, there is a lot of focus on our online offering to make sure that it's the best ever that it can be, and our continued investment is beginning to show results in terms of how it has performed this far. So there is a very good, great focus to make sure that our online offering gets stronger and stronger as we continue.
We have a follow-up question from Mr. Duncan from Tech Central. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. I just was wondering if you guys have any thoughts on the sort of valuation that MultiChoice Group might attract once it lists on the JSE.
Yeah, we actually try not to speculate about what the market will do, which is a very difficult thing to do. What is possible? I think post the news announcement, actually several sell-side analysts have come out with numbers that range actually fairly wide range. So I think we are not in a position to second guess the market. I think generally there's a lot of support for the business, and I think the points that Imtiaz has made around strong growth, the turnaround in sub-Saharan Africa, very strong subscriber growth in sub-Saharan Africa makes this and it's an important combination. So you have a cash generative business that is showing strong growth in its core business units and is also developing a strong online proposition. So I think those factors combined will really help this be a valuable and growth a valuable business and also a growth story going forward.
All right, thank you.
Duncan, we did say that we anticipate this will be a top 40 listed company.
Okay.
Any further questions? Otherwise, I think...
Thanks, everyone, for your time on the call. And if you have any questions, please just send us an email or give us a call. So thanks so much for your time.